And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. And, well, we start with a troubling trend. A report by the Canadian federal government has found that nearly a decade of progress in lowering poverty rates has been completely wiped out in just the past few years under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal administration. The Department of Social Development estimates that 9.9% of Canadians, about 4 million people, now live in poverty, which is a sharp increase from 6.4% in 2020. That's roughly 400,000 more Canadians struggling to make ends meet. Meanwhile, back in America, in Texas, a Democratic candidate for a local office in Fort Bend County has been arrested for the curious crime of sending fake racist messages to himself. The man who served in the Biden White House claimed last year that supporters of his Republican opponent were harassing him with vile slurs. Investigators traced the accounts back to the candidate after his opponent reported that the same users had previously attacked him. That kind of reeks of Jesse Smollett. Next, in California, the state Senate has passed a bill to ensure that public schools can hide a child's gender confusion from his or her own parents. AB 1955 would prohibit school staff from disclosing that a student is dealing with questions about their gender identity unless the child consents. Yeah, so rather than involving parents to address serious issues within their own family, the leftists in California would rather drive a wedge between them, because clearly some activist teacher knows what's best for a child more than the people who actually gave life to them. Speaking of radical LGBT activism, let's go back to the Trudeau government in Canada, who is looking to dedicate yet another day on the calendar to promoting the cause. A new bill would make January 7th an annual occasion to raise awareness against so-called conversion therapy, which is basically just an Orwellian term for any counseling to help a person overcome unwanted same-sex attraction or gender confusion. But it's now a crime in Canada, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. The bill is stating that traditional beliefs on gender and sexuality are based on myths and stereotypes, because anything that's traditional is a myth, like the antiquated notion that there are only two genders or that marriage is the union of a man and a woman. And in Trudeau's Canada, parents are banned by law from seeking to help their confused children, and now the government wants an annual day to celebrate this insanity. And now to Colorado, who is giving another example of their social liberalism. Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, has signed a bill to greatly expand the practice of assisted suicide. The new law reduces the waiting period to request lethal drugs and allows non-physicians to approve patients for the procedure, and even lets doctors waive any waiting period if they subjectively deem someone close enough to death. Nothing's going to go wrong with that one. Nothing at all. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.